Welcome to the third episode of Trapped in a Culture. I am your host, Layla Wills. This series contains adult content and graphic language and is not intended for all audiences. Afrika Bambaataa has denied all allegations of child sexual abuse and the sexual abuse of minors. To protect their anonymity, the voices of some people interviewed were altered at their request. Voice identification is at the end of this episode and also in the description. The 5% Nation is the nation of gods and earths.
Started Stetson Nation based on the fact that there was a Zulu Nation, and all of the groups that we loved were all part of Zulu Nation. Start with Flash and the Furious Five, but not ending there, you know, everybody else. The Fearless Four, Fantastic Five and Theodore, the Mastodon Committee, all of them were part of the Zulu Nation.
When you lie and you talk a lot, people tell you to step off a lot. You see, you misunderstood. A sample just a tactic, a portion of my method, a tool. In fact, it's only of importance when I make it a priority.
And as far as like Brand Nubian and all of that is concerned, Zulu Nation is instrumental in, you know, fostering our talent and helping us get to a place, you know, to where we are today. Jazzy J, Allerton Avenue, Strong City Studios, that was the place where, you know, we were first, especially me and Sadat, that's where we were first introduced to this game.
Afrika Bambaataa was in Public Enemy's first video, Night of Living Bassheads.
Here it is, bam! And you say, God damn, this is a dope jam.
It was our first video, and we wanted to pay homage to all the giants of hip-hop. So when it was Cool DJ Red Alert, who was on 98.7 Kiss, you know, this is 1987, 88, we shooting our first video. And Bambaataa had this Zulu Nation, so we definitely paid homage to that, because for the past 10 to 12 years up to that point, it was significant in spreading a lot of the culture and bringing it in all outside areas and across the world. When we first started traveling around the world, the first people that we see in different places were people who were from Zulu Nation chapters. We knew that the organization had believers.
Afrika Bambaataa was a hero to the young men and women in that neighborhood. He was someone who made it. You know, he was an international superstar. He helped create hip-hop. He was a DJ. He was playing huge shows for 20,000 people in arenas all over the world.
And we're talking about, you know, some of the founders or the pillars of the most dominant genre in modern music. That's hip-hop.
He was studious as a young man with the 5% Nation lessons, which came from the Nation of Islam. And he started studying young, so he was starting to build precept upon precept towards his idea of the Zulu Nation and having these lessons for the members of the Zulu Nations to start giving them a foundation, a goal, an ideology, a belief system, and somewhere to go, something to do as an organization. And that was the music part.
there was always like, you know, this little hateration, you know what I mean? Where it's like a lot of the Zulu cast never even understood why they was even hating on the Nation of Gods and Earths. And at the end of the day, it's like, I'm there to like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, keep the peace. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, no disrespect to the Zulu Nation, the Nation of Gods and Earths are the original hip hop nation. Though without us, man, this wouldn't have went nowhere.
There was a beef between Zulu Nation and the 5% Nation because we had our lessons that we taught and they had their lessons that they taught, you know, their members. And sometimes the two would slightly coincide, you know, because Zulu Nation was taking from a lot of different cultures and just kind of aggregating it all and you know, trying to make it theirs, which is cool. But I think some of the brothers in the 5% Nation or whatever didn't appreciate, you know, the certain similarities that existed within Zulu Nation.
Khalid Muhammad was a very strong representative of the Nation of Islam and a very powerful minister, one of the most powerful ministers that New York mosques have ever seen. And it was under him that Shaka Zulu did receive training from the FOI. Shaka Zulu Security for the Zulu Nation did train with the FOI at the time that Khalid Muhammad was the minister.
You can see the development of Afrika Bambaataa as he goes along and who had the greatest influence. And I would say, out of all of the leaders, Dr. York had the greatest influence on him as far as my visual attestation and witness of what he began to teach.
Malachi York was the leader of the Nawabians, and for years he raped children. And their parents literally gave their children to York, and they found that these children had STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, and they were minor children.
Malachi York was a petty criminal back in the 1960s. He belonged to one of the gangs in Brooklyn, the Marcy Gang, in the Marcy Projects area. He spent a lot of time in and out of jails as a juvenile. And it wasn't until 1964 that he was convicted of a gang retaliation where he shot an individual with a zip gun. And he spent from 64 all the way up to 1967. And he was paroled in 1968. It was in jail that he developed his hustle of Islam. From there, once he was out, he started propagating his version of Islam as being the Ansar pure Sufi. He kept that going up until 1970, where he officially, in Coney Island, pushed the Ansar Allah community.
As a child, I came up in the Ansar Allah community, which people say Dr. York, we used to say Mom Issa, and I'm basically like part of the family. Every year at the New Music Seminar, Bambaataa or somebody next to him or somebody old school, when I say old school, I mean Bam, Flash, Herc, would start talking about hip hop. And it was different for them because where Chuck and I, Rakim, Kid and Play, Salt and Pepper, I could keep going. Where we came in was different than when they came in. By the time we came in, it was a recording deal. Being the fathers, the progenitors of this culture, was like, okay, so what's happening? There was a way that these guys like Bambaataa and them kind of felt slighted. So that would come up all the time. You know, people are making money off of hip hop. We're not making the dollar that we should have, which is pretty true. You know, hindsight being 2020, it's a little different than what I thought then because difficult to compare your points to Whitney Houston's points or whatever, but that's what was being done, right? And they would always say, oh, maybe we should do a national hip-hop strike where everybody just stops until we get some rules established and all of these particular things. Doc, being my uncle, who was pretty loaded, I was like, okay, I could set up this meeting. And so we set up this meeting between Doc and Bambaataa about putting $1 million behind something Bambaataa wanted to do. They greeted each other, nice pleasantries. We sitting in the room. Doc said something very interesting. He said, man, listen, man, I've been fighting this devil for a long time. And so the question that I have to you guys is, are you willing to die for what you want and believe? And they just didn't answer quick enough. He got up and left. He said, I'm out of here, Kareem, and he left. But the interesting part to me was, and I could be wrong about this, but this is what I think. Prior to that, I don't remember Bambaataa with any Nuwapian thought, with any, I remember Zulu Nation, I remember all of that. I don't remember him locking on to anything philosophically that Doc was doing. For me to see Bambaataa later with the Ankh and all of that, it was different. I solely feel like I'm responsible for introducing the two of them. I know I definitely am the guy that set that meeting up.
Voices in order of appearance. Daddy-O, Stetsasonic, Lord Jamar, Brand Nubian, Chuck D, Public Enemy, Dave Wedge, Vice Magazine, Troy Star Terrain, broadcast journalist, Lord Sharif, bodyguard to Afrika Bambaataa, Grandmaster T.C. Islam, former international spokesman of the Zulu Nation, Ali Muhammad, human rights activist, Rick Allen Ross, the Cult Education Institute, Chuck Morgan, Nuwapianism.com, and I am your host, Layla Wills, and did all of the reporting. Thank you for listening to this third episode of the limited series, Trapped in a Culture. Please be advised this is not a full representation of the upcoming film. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. For more information on the upcoming film, visit trappedinaculture.com.